I've Got Notes is recorded on Gadigal land. We're back, baby. Back we're again. Back. Back again for another episode.
So tired.
So tired.
We're both back from our travels. Yeah.
Because if you weren't aware, this whole podcast is pre-recorded.
Podcasts are pre-recorded.
In the interest of being honest, you know, we're going to be the first podcast ever.
That pre-records, that doesn't do it live.
That says we pre-record.
Oh, that says.
Because there are so many that are like, welcome back for another week. And you just know.
That it was recorded.
They bulk recorded.
Ago. Yeah, yeah.
All in 1 week work. Yeah.
Stretches it's the whole evening month. Right now. You might be listening to it in the morning, but it's actually the evening.
It's evening for us. And yeah, we just both got back from traveling.
We're both jet lagged, but you know what? We're happy to be here because this is one of our favorite artists.
Oh, this artist got me through today.
This artist I've been listening to at home to, you know, it's my jam.
But before we get into it, you know what we've got to do?
Mm.
Play the theme song.
We do. I've got notes. I've got notes too.
So who are we discussing today, Floyd?
My crush growing up. It's Pitbull.
Pitbull. I feel like we need one of those DJ effects. It's like
exactly. No, he wasn't my crush. I just want to clarify that. His name, Armando Cristian Perez. That's his actual name.
I didn't know that. There's so much, because I really missed the Pitbull train.
Oh, were you not into him? Or?
Growing up, I wasn't.
What were you doing? Listening to jazz or something?
Yeah, I was being a fucking freak. I talk about this all the time on this podcast, but I was going through that phase where I was like, techno music isn't music. And so anything that had a remote 808 in it, I was like rejecting with the fiber of my being.
I was going through that phase where I was like, I respect myself, but not when music's on, you know, in the club. A different person.
I will say he is great. It's like I didn't listen to Pitbull until I turned 18 because in the clubs it was like, you know, Timber would come on and every fucking girl would lose their goddamn mind.
Everyone would go mental. That was like a revolutionary song because it combines so many genres. It's like country, rap.
Oh my God, Floyd, we forgot again.
Oh.
The one fucking thing we're
meant to do every time.
The copyright free.
The copyright free.
Artist demonstration.
Okay. Okay. Should I go first?
Yeah, I think, you know, as the Pitbull connoisseur. Yeah.
Okay. Again, I'm not going to give too much of an actual song because copyright.
Of course. And if you are interested in listening to the songs, you can pause now. Go to our link tree, which is in the show notes of your wherever you get your podcasts, and go listen to actual Pitbull. But in the meantime, we've got Australia's best Pitbull impersonator right here.
Here we go. Just putting on my sunnies right now. Getting ready. Okay.
Oh my gosh, she's shaving her head.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Ha ha!
What was that?
That was his laugh. It wasn't very good. Hold on, let me do it again.
Okay, hold on.
I want to do it again. Okay.
Yeah.
Ha. No, fuck. That was worse. Okay, wait. Maybe if I do it in the hot. So he's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Doesn't he do that?
I mean, we're going to find out.
Here I'm not doing the laugh right. But. See?
Yeah, you nailed
it. It's actually hard how it's hard to do. No, like I don't know how to do it without not sounding like I'm overdosing.
Oh my God, Floyd, I'm wheezing. Okay.
My throat just... Oh my God. Anyway, so that's my... Also, his other great catchphrase, dale.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Nah. A darling? Is it a variation of?
No. Oh. It's Spanish for hit it. I mean, he doesn't really sing. He more...
No, he tells a story.
He tells a story.
He doesn't sing.
He writes
performs.
Poetry.
he doesn't sing. He changes lives.
Okay. I just want to say a couple things. Yeah. So, one... He was signed in 2001.
Wow.
Okay, so he was like signed long before he actually like sort of blew up, I think.
Yeah.
And then for like years, this production company that worked with him, like they saw his like eagerness to be successful, as we all have. But
been there.
He was like, the company, like the recording company said to him, like, your music has too many verses and it takes too long to get to the hook. It needs to be catchier.
Telling Pitbull he needs to be catchier.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like
your problem is get your to songs aren't catchy.
Now
enough.
I'm like, all there is to Pitbull is the catchiness.
Yeah.
I know I want you.
He's a fishing rod. that.
So maybe before, though, he'd have like 30 verses which were all poetry. And then
why do I want to hear those?
I know.
Do we have any? Can we find an early Pitbull demo?
I couldn't. His debut song was Culo, C-U-L-O. That.
All right, well, here's Culo.
Okay. Let's go. Brilliant song.
So good.
See, when I listen to this, I'm like, maybe I can dance, you know? Like, it's just got that feeling. No actual, this isn't music, so it's not copyright, right?
Oh, I don't think so.
Although he actually did sue someone for using his, like, Dale.
Oh, shit. Oh, well, Pitbull, before you sue us, let it be known.
We
fuck with this. Yeah, this is great.
He did have a glow up. He went from Mr. 305 to Mr. Worldwide.
I know, and good for him.
I mean, sorry, how did that happen? He just, after a couple, he's like, you know what?
I don't know.
Because Mr. 305 is like the city's area code, you know that, right? So it's like being like Mr. Chippendale to like Mr. Worldwide.
Like, I like to think of it like, you know, the artist's journey of dreaming bigger. You know, at first his biggest dream was probably Mr. 305.
Yeah. And then now he's
and
like,
then he got the key to the city. Then he was like, I got to dream bigger.
Do you know why he's called Pitbull?
No, tell me, enlighten me.
Okay, quote from Pitbull. This is why he called himself Pitbull. He said, Pitbulls bite to lock. The dog is too stupid to lose and they're outlawed in Dade County in Florida. They're basically everything that I am. It's been a constant fight.
I am obsessed.
So he sees himself like the dog. I know. I mean, I'm sure he is problematic. There are some controversies. We'll get to them. But
oh,
I don't want to dwell on those just yet. Because there's a lot of fun things about him. So I'll give you a bit of updates. He only follows 348 people on Instagram. That's not many people.
Who are they?
Okay,
anybody of
pretty
note?
Much the only two people I recognize were Taylor Swift and J-Lo, and the rest are just models. I think Spotify Premium and like Amazon Prime.
That must be a very confusing news feed.
Yes.
Like he opens Instagram, he sees Spotify updates, ads basically.
And then just naked women.
And just women.
Yeah, literally.
I mean, I guess live your life, people.
I know.
It's giving divorced dad. Am I correct though in assuming that doesn't Pitbull have like, I can't remember whether it's like a cheer squad or like a posse. Doesn't he have like.
Definitely has like a backup group of backup dancers that go with him everywhere.
Do they have
stuff?
A name? I'm Googling
Not that
it.
I could see.
Oh my God.
He just seems to have a string of hot women with him, but maybe they do have a name. Women do have names, notoriously.
Called. Oh my God, no, they do have a name. You'll
What's
never guess.
What's their name?
It's the best.
Okay, give me a clue?
Okay, so there are four words. Oh, charades. Oh, we love
okay,
this.
Okay, we love charades and perfect
four
for
words.
Podcast medium. For you to act it out in dramatic form.
Four words, okay. And I will somehow do this through words.
Okay.
So first word.
First word, yep.
Is like a title almost.
The.
Yes.
Nice. Yeah. I'm killing this.
We're crushing this. Okay.
The.
And then we got three more words.
Last. Is Pitbull in any of them?
No, it's actually the most bad ones.
The most bad ones.
The most bad
Why
ones.
Why does that sound like incorrect English to me? The most bad ones. Shouldn't it be like the baddest ones?
I mean,
is that incorrect?
No, I kind of live for the most bad ones. I think it's like bad as in good, though.
Oh.
Like it has to be, right?
Do they go with him everywhere and like dance?
I believe.
Or are they just as like posse?
Well, here we go. Eight things to know about the most bad ones.
Perfect.
Pitbull's troupe of dancers, the most bad ones, describe themselves as sexy, sassy, and classy. And they do kind of look like if the Pussycat Dolls weren't the Pussycat Dolls. Like that's kind of.
Are they just younger?
They're dancers. Well, they're dancers. I assume they actually are professional dancers.
Wait, what did they describe that? Sexy,
sassy, and classy.
Okay.
So their name is a tongue-in-cheek, word-by-word translation of the Spanish Las Más Malas. I've absolutely butchered that. But it's that translates to the baddest ones. Pitbull's an interesting one on this podcast because it's like normally we talk about their music while we say that. We shat on John Mayer for like a whole hour. But normally we talk about the music really.
Yes.
But with Pitbull, it's like it's almost like the music, it wouldn't matter what the music was because he's kind of carved out this like.
The sound.
The image, the sound.
Yes.
Speaking of though, should we get stuck into a Pitbull song?
Yeah, let's give some feedback. I think it's time to give some notes.
Give some notes.
What song have you got a problem with or that you like a lot?
I haven't really heard much, but I mean, we can give Timber a listen, see what happens.
Oh yeah, Timber's a classic.
Let's just jam out. Oh, transported back to high school.
Oh my god.
A hoedown
transported
DJ.
Transported back to primary school. But that's fine.
You better dance.
Oh,
you won't remember. Boot scooting, booty shaking.
I love it. I do feel like I'm in like a bar. Oh no, now we're in the club.
See that laugh? Singing in their bras and thongs, Timber. Timber. Timber.
Okay, hold on. What did he say? Sweeter than an oil spill?
I have issue with the lyric after that, actually.
Wait, what was that lyric though?
She says she won't, but I bet she will. I was too busy vibing that I don't think I've ever lyrically analyzed this song.
Oh, yeah. And we are going to
and we're about
have some
to.
Problems.
Okay. So it's the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Which, first of all, I don't know what that means.
No.
This biggity boy is a diggity dog, which I get that's actually quite well thought out because I don't know if you know this, but his name is Pitbull.
So oh, yeah, this, dog. Oh, yeah, this right.
Biggity, I mean, big. This big boy is a diggity dog.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Like
that's clever.
That's good songwriting.
Keep that.
That's great storytelling.
Keep that. Log that one up.
I don't love this line, but I get it because it was 2013. I have them like Miley Cyrus clothes off, twerking in their bras and thongs.
But the context, though, that's like Wrecking Ball era.
Yeah, yeah. It's literally like as that whole era was kicking off. Now, face down, booty up, Timber. Okay. Which the more I read, the more I get concerned.
Like heads that's down, thumbs up, Timber, but a dirty version.
Yeah, I am assuming like doggy style because he's also, I don't know, again.
Okay,
this,
so not the game. Got
if
it.
This wasn't clear, okay. I don't know if I made this clearer. he references himself to like, likens himself to like a dog because his name.
Good, perfect.
It's actually
yeah,
an incredibly conceptual piece for him because his name is
it's Pitbull. Performance art. It's performance art.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Face down, booty up, Timber. That's the way we like the what, Timber.
Okay.
I'm slicker than an oil spill.
Ah.
Which, first of all, you know, the oil spill in the fucking Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah.
Which is like, come on.
I mean, topical.
We and love then a topical. This horrific line, she say she won't, but I bet she will.
Oh, yeah, that's just gross.
That is gross. But you know what? I was too busy going, ooh.
I know, but the beat underneath, you're like, yeah, she will. And then you're like,
I will literally forgive anything you're saying under this fucking hoedown DJ beat.
This is like in that song from International Love, there's this line that says, in Lebanon, yeah, the women, the bomb.
Ooh.
They bomb.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh, Pitbull.
I know.
Come on, mate.
Yeah, but he's meaning like they're sexy. Like
yeah.
They're the bomb, but you know, we know what.
It's lazy songwriting if it is a mistake.
Well, that's lazy, but then he's got some other poetry in some of the other songs. In Fireball, he's got this line, which is like a reference to Julius Caesar's famous quote, which is like,
I'm sorry.
No, I'm not even making this up.
Hold on, let me get the song.
So get it up. And it's the, I saw, I came, I conquered. Which is a reference to Julius Caesar, Veni, Vidi, Vici.
Yeah.
Which is like what he said after he like won.
I can believe it. Won
that little war. So yeah, he goes, I saw, I came, I conquered. Or should I say, I saw, I conquered, I came. Ha ha! Which is disgusting.
Not.
Yes.
Oh.
So he takes a Julius Caesar quote and turns it into
a cum joke.
A cum joke.
It's what Shakespeare would have wanted.
It's what, yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Are we talking Julius Caesar Shakespeare or the actual story?
No, we're talking the real Julius Caesar.
It's what history would have wanted.
It's what history would have wanted. There we go.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy? He takes that beautiful.
I saw, I came, I conquered.
Conquered, or should I say, I saw, I conquered, I came. Ha ha. Don't you dare forget the laugh at the end, okay? That adds it all. It's pretty, I mean, I think that's poetry. He's got some other, like, deep lyrics. He's got one about...
What song?
Okay, so from Feel This Moment. So it goes, ask for money and get advice. Mm-hmm. Ask for advice, get money twice. That is wise, okay?
Oh, come on. That sounds like a fucking fake lawyer.
Sounds like a Tony Robbins quote, but that is wise.
Okay, well, let me see how earnest... I'm sure he
does
made
it.
This sound.
He'll put when you put a beat under it, nothing sounds earnest.
No, I expect strings. Ask for money and get advice. Ask for advice, get money twice. A visionary.
It's pretty good.
I can't wait for his TED Talk.
I honestly, he calls himself on his Instagram an entrepreneur and an education ambassador, so I'm pretty sure he is going to pivot into like giving advice.
I just... I feel like Pitbull is one of those artists that like fell into this, made money off it, because in 2013 and 2014 we were all fucking timber. Screaming for that fucking vapid, meaningless dance music, which there's nothing wrong with that. But now I'm like, what do you do now?
What did he do during the pandemic? When there was no clubbing and stuff, like, what the hell did he do? Can I read you another good quote that I love?
Please.
Okay, this is from Shake Sonora. Been around the world like the sun. I've seen more breasts than your newborn son. I mean, that is...
Oh, the way he could have done anything with that first half. It's like, it's actually the setup and the punchline, isn't it? Like,
it's funny.
Like, been around the world like the sun.
Like the sun, I've seen more breasts than your newborn son. What? Yeah, so I... Okay, my thing with Pitbull is I love the music. Mm. They are a bit same, the songs.
Yeah.
But I guess that's his brand.
But if you go, if you go in going, it's a Pitbull song, I'd almost be disappointed if it didn't have like...
He's certainly not like, you know how Taylor Swift was always like, and now here's my new personality.
Yeah.
He's definitely not changing.
He is, not. There is a spectrum. On one end is Taylor Swift and on the other end is Pitbull.
Yeah.
They will never meet.
Well, on Instagram they do follow each other, but
that,
you know,
is bizarre.
Isn't it weird? Apparently he sang at her concert. Wait. You say they've never met. They've definitely met.
Oh, I'm just
he's a big
shit.
Fan. He's got a line in one of his songs which is, you know, I'm on that sticky icky icky icky.
Yuck, what song's that in?
From Fun.
Fun. There we go. Found it. Oh, featuring Chris Brown. Okay. Well,
I mean, he's cancelled. Is he? No. I guess
well, he should
not.
Be. He absolutely should be. But this is also 2015, which means it's too late for Chris Brown to be singing on it.
Yeah.
Man. I feel like this podcast is slowly becoming, let's learn about this person. And then as we learn, we both just go.
At the start, we're like, I love this music. By the end, we're like, I feel bad about myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate, what did you say in the John Mayer episode? I hate myself.
I hate myself. This is a bit more like Miami.
He just put me on the game. He told me that my new girl is running the import-export trade from Colombia to Miami.
Sorry, who else? This is like when you watch porn and the porn starts with, here's the entire backstory for 3 minutes. I don't want this.
Play that again. It is so true. It's literally reminding expositional.
Do you reckon they were angling for
exposition.
Acting? Yeah, they were angling for acting.
They're
work.
Like, can you create more of like an imagery scene?
To create an image for you too, they are in front of a beach on a long, like with a sports car convertible with a case file, crime a la crime, like Grand Theft Auto style.
Wait, and then this exposition starts. All the songs are in the club, and then this one, he's like,
we found it. We found the one that he decided deep.
Oh, this is it. Perfect.
But it's with fucking Chris Brown and a fucking case file. Anyway, fuck it. We're listening to it.
Okay, perfect.
Miami is a city of vice.
Sorry, Miami, it's a city of vice.
This is a deep one.
It might be. I believe it's called Miami Vice, is it not? Anyway, fuck.
Okay, keep the exposition.
Told me that my new girl is running the import-export trade from...
Pause. New girl is running the export-import trade? What? I thought he was just concerned with the size of her ass. I didn't realise he was interested in her tax, bracket.
I'm actually crying.
We found it. The sun fun is actually not fun.
They're also
it's
wearing...
It's very deep.
They're also wearing satin blazers. What was the reason? Okay, no.
This was his deep one. He's like, I'm going to win a Grammy for
this.
We
have to find out why she's running the import-export trade.
Maybe she just put me on the game and told me that my new girl is running the import-export trade from Colombia to Miami.
That can only
from
be Coke.
Colombia to Miami.
That's Coke.
That's Coke, yeah.
Your girlfriend's a Coke dealer.
Okay, good. I'm loving the exposition. Keep going. I've got to
What's
find
the rest?
Out more.
Says I got to go undercover and bring her in.
Okay, he's got to go undercover and arrest her.
It's
okay, this is a porno.
Grand Theft Auto porn.
Oh my God.
It has to be. It
so
has to be.
So is this a porn or is this deep album song to try and get a Grammy?
We'll find out.
Okay.
The song is four,
goes
four
undercover.
Minutes. Anyway, let's find out.
I love it too much. This is my new favorite song.
We can't.
Fun.
No, we can't because it's got Chris Brown in it.
Oh yeah.
We can't love.
We can't love it. I'm loving it so far. Oh, now it's changing. Chris Brown. The exposition's over. Chris Brown's here now. Okay. Feeling crazy. So what was the fuck was the exposition at the top?
You know what? I think too.
She's a coke dealer. I'm a detective. Yeah. And then it's like Chris Brown, yeah. Milk John, whatever.
I think it's to make the music video make sense. But I almost want to be like, you didn't even have to do it. You could have just started catching a crime. I would have put it together. Like, give your audience some credit, yeah. People. Anyway, we're going to skip the Chris Brown bit because I don't give a flying fuck about that actual abuser. Fresh from Monaco, performing for Microsoft. Miami to LA, G4, we taking off. I'm a hard worker, I'm far from the boss. But when it's said and done, I'm owning it all. I know you think it's just rap, just this, just that.
So he's not a detective anymore. Right.
Well, he's dancing with her now. Oh, they're on a speedboat.
Okay, I'm so confused as to why they had that exposition and then now he's back being Pitbull talking about his rap. Down in Key Largo, you know I'm on that
sticky. So that's the line we were looking for.
That's the line we're looking for.
I'm on that sticky.
Can I just circle back to what the hell does this have to do with the setup at the start?
I don't know. Don't do it much, but when I do, I'm gone. Don't take it all off, keep your heels and thongs. Yeah. I
feel icky after
I feel
to that
icky
song.
Too. I feel very icky.
Okay, so I feel like he oscillates between being so gross and being
wholesome,
very profound.
Yeah, wholesome, profound man.
Like most men I know, you know.
Well, anyone who collabs with Chris Brown, I immediately raise my eyebrows at.
True. And when was that? That was recently, 2015.
Yeah,
yeah, that's not okay. That's actually a good segue into some of his other controversies.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Hit me with
it.
I'm
hate
a complete
to say
blank
it,
slate.
But he's also worked with R. Kelly and Dr. Luke.
Oh.
And not like that long ago, you know.
Oh, well, of course, because Timber was during Kesha's career when Kesha had to work under Dr. Luke.
R. Kelly, that was 2017. Like, wasn't all the bad stuff? Anyway.
I mean, R. Kelly's been bad for a long time.
For a long time. Was certainly known in the industry. Anyway, so that's very bad. And then in 2020, Pitbull made an appearance on a podcast.
Oh, we found out what he's doing in the pandemic. No, he's here. We've kept him in a box. Yeah. He's coming out. Ready? Here he is.
But no, so he made an appearance on a podcast and he claimed the pandemic was a conspiracy, called it a scam-demic and a plan-demic.
Wait, those two things aren't hand in hand.
Yeah.
You can't have a scam-demic and a plan-demic.
Well, according to Pitbull, you can be a detective and a rapper. So, also, actually quite an interesting... So do you know that Lindsay Lohan sued him for defamation? She lost. But she sued him for defamation because...
For what?
He rapped in a song, I Got It Locked Up, like Lindsay Lohan.
Aww.
And the court was like... I mean,
you were
you've been
locked up.
That's just a
joke. Oh, Lindsay.
I know, poor Lindsay. That's sort of amusing.
Now, you want to talk about bangers that should have had more of a shelf life?
What?
Lindsay Lohan.
What was Lindsay Lohan?
You don't know Lindsay Lohan's song Rumours?
No.
Okay, I know that this episode's about Pitbull, and I know that you said to me in a meeting privately that I need to stop derailing the episodes, but I am going to show you a bit of this song.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize she even had a singing career.
Yes, she did. Oh, yes, she did. Did.
Oh my God.
She absolutely didn't. She deserved
she
so
won,
much more.
Was it just one song?
I think she had a little single. Remember how you could buy a single and it had like three songs on it? We didn't call it an EP for some reason. She had like one of those.
Okay.
But anyway, I absolutely loved this song when it came out. It's called Rumors. Here you go. Didn't rhyme, but I don't care.
Lying saying they want me. You're loving this way too much.
The way I had this in my Walkman. Mm.
Wow, so Pitbull was around then. They should have collabed.
Amazing to me that they didn't. I was kind of like, maybe they both could have
boosted
each other's careers.
Why didn't they put her in his baddest ones, the most bad ones?
Because she was too famous for the most
bad
ones.
She was so bad. I'm going to say I haven't gone completely off Pitbull. Mm. I mean, like, obviously he's done some, like, maybe
careful
frowned
now.
Upon things. Yeah, true. He's private and he's older. Maybe that makes me think.
But see, they're
as bad as heaven.
But there are two ways.
True. Could go
on the one hand, you're like, he's private and he's older, which means, oh yeah, he's a responsible man who knows he's famous. Or he knows a lot of really awful people that have done some really fucking awful things, and it's only a matter of time before we find out that he has done something fucking truly awful.
Yeah. Well, are there any songs that you don't like of his that you're like, no, hate it?
I mean... I can't. It's weird. He exists in this musical limbo for me where I have an opinion that is neither here nor there. I don't love Timber.
Would you ever listen to him when you were like on a walk? See, this is the thing is I also
you do?
No, I also thought, oh, I'd never listen to it. But then I was playing it the other day in research for this podcast and I was like, oh my God, I do listen to these songs.
You
I'm
went
like,
the method acting route.
Because he's often it's often someone feet Pitbull, like J-Lo feet Pitbull. And
true.
I love J-Lo.
J-Lo so like, featuring Pitbull.
Like
now there's
on
one
the
we haven't
floor.
Talked.
Oh my God.
Oh, we gotta listen to a bit of On the Floor.
That makes me wanna be on the floor. That you know, and I hate going to parties, but that song makes me want to be extroverted, you know?
Fuck yeah.
Ooh, I love the layering.
These songs were written with pingers in mind.
Definitely.
Like when you've dropped a cap or something and you're on a dance floor and you hear things ease in, you're like, oh, yeah.
It's definitely not J-Lo. Written for like, you're on the bus on your way to work.
This would be jarring to listen to before 7 p.m.
Yeah. I was listening to it earlier today.
That girl, are you all right?
This is my, like, secret inner self. Deep down, you deep down want to be a celebrity that's misunderstood, and I deep down want to be a party girl.
Oh, yeah.
But then, darling.
Okay. Oh, Jayla, look up at the bar. Yeah.
Animal but the tear up.
The, okay, but the floor's covered in urine, J-Lo.
If you're an like, extrovert and introvert, then what do you do?
Yeah. I'll say this about the party era.
Yeah.
I don't think any
is
of these...
Is the party era over? Do you reckon it's gone?
Oh, of music?
Was it 2010? 11?
I would say, yeah, 2010 to 2015.
Which, you know, can like, I say 2010, oh. 11, I was going to like, that was like prime.
Party
I
era.
And I was partying then. I'm glad that I was the age I was in 2020. 2010.
Bring it back.
Because if that was happening now, I'd be like, this is such a good song, but I'm just too tired.
Yeah.
Whereas
but I'll say this. I don't think a single one of these fucking dance songs was written for an Australian club.
Because
they're always like, you know, keep the champagne flowing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, RSA laws. Don't allow that to happen.
But that's
get
probably
on
pre lockout laws. Lockout laws probably weren't.
2015,
yeah, but that was probably the end of the party era.
I remember LMFAO, you know, champagne showers. If you were showering a champagne bottle in a club in Australia, you'd be kicked out.
True, party songs are less of a thing now, aren't they?
Yeah,
we've missed a lot of breakup songs. Yeah. Can I also say we've got a lot, especially in Australia, on like Australian radio, is a lot of songs that are like,
yeah, that's
sort of voice.
That's bedroom pop. So okay, Billie Eilish pop. Really kicked
yes,
that whole
some
thing
some sort
off.
Of weird, interesting tone to the voice.
Earthy tones.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not like, let's get messed up on the dance floor.
Yeah. But yeah, the party era kind of died. It kind of died in 2015. And
it's
I think so did Pitbull.
Because, yeah, this is sad. Because I do love this music. This music makes me want to dance. Whereas often I go to like.
Yeah, it's carefree.
Gigs now and I'm like, how would you dance to this
I don't
want to
think.
But also some of the music now, I'm like, how would you dance to that? Like, I went to a gig at the factory recently. It was sort of indie, and it was cool.
Shit on the band going on.
But
like, out, I promise.
But it wasn't
danceable.
Yeah, no, I just don't know how you dance to it.
I have to ask our parents and our forefathers.
Yeah.
Although then again, my parents would have been going to clubs in like the late 70s, or early 80s, and that would have been fucking unhinged.
Yeah.
Like,
for
can
different
you imagine,
reasons.
Can you imagine? You know what I wish I could do? Like, if you had a time machine to go specifically to, like, a disco or a club at
oh,
any given
yeah,
moment
yeah, where
in
would
time,
you go? I'd go to the one in the movie Honey.
Oh, yeah. The way that I would walk into an Australian, I mean, I should dream bigger than this.
Yeah.
But I would walk into an Australian B&S ball.
B&S?
In, like, the early 80s, just to hear Electric Blue be taken seriously.
Oh, what was that one in SingStar, that really famous song that was very party era? It was like, oh my God, I'll look it up.
Superstar Jamil?
Jamil? Superstar, yeah. How does that go?
You don't know what a superstar.
Yeah.
Because you got all eyes on you no matter where you are.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. I have never had that where I've walked into a party and like people have stopped to look at me.
Oh, we were sold a lie. That doesn't happen.
That doesn't happen, does it?
If people are looking at you in a club in Australia, it's because you're fucked.
You've got a nipple out.
You've got a nipple out or a butthole out.
Yeah.
And you need a cab home.
Yeah.
And everyone's looking at you going, girly, you need a cab home. girl unit.
Yeah, they're certainly not like all yeah. stopping for you to like
yeah,
walk
do you remember
in.
Like, do you remember like a Cinderella story when she walks into the school formal?
Do I ever? I love that. I'm gonna watch that movie again.
We should watch that movie. Yeah. We should do a sleepover flow. We need more
Let's
bonding
do a sleepover.
Time.
Let's listen to some Pitbull and watch Cinderella story.
Let's just relive 2010 to 2013.
True.
As adults.
Yeah.
I guarantee you will get sad about 4 hours in though.
Really?
Yeah, if we had one glass of wine and we were like, I just missed this.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll get sad because I miss it. Yeah. Not because that no, time not because wasn't it makes great. No.
Well, the songs don't make us think.
But maybe, so 2023 next year, maybe party era's coming back.
Party
maybe.
Girl resurgence.
I say let's bring it back.
And we mourn it the best way we know how.
Just drunk girls being like, you look beautiful.
I can hear and smell the club bathroom when I hear this.
Same.
And I can hear the girlies being like,
don't you see if it
looks great, darling.
No, it doesn't deserve you. It doesn't even appreciate you.
Oh, my God. Why is my ex here? I told him not to come. I specifically told him.
I sent him the address.
Yeah, I told him
not to come.
I told him where I would be. And I told him not to turn up.
Anything, but I'm so happy she's happy.
Oh my God, this bachelorette party's going all the way fucking on. I saw the bride making out with a guy in the bar. Good for her. Honestly, I hate her groom.
Okay, Pitbull, finito.
Yeah.
We've spent enough time on him.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Thank you for enlightening me. I really didn't have a Pitbull phase, so.
Okay. Well, do you think now you're more likely to listen to him on a
no.
walk?
No. Okay. No, I'm not.
I never change your mind.
I'm not convinced that he's not a bad guy.
But.
And I don't want to get into him and then find out he is one.
Yeah.
We've been through this with John Mayer.
True.
I don't think I can do it again.
No, I know. But then John Mayer, I'm still going to keep listening to his music.
Yeah, look, so Neon Slaps. We talked about this.
I don't know. I feel like it's time for what everyone's waiting for.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of gossip.
Oh, a little bit of gossip, boy.
Music goss. I want to beat your hoven.
Floyd, what the hell was that mean?
I was trying to be sexy for the segment.
So what's the goss this week?
Okay, music goss this week is Circle of Firths.
Nice.
It's this fun little hot... It's just a hot little tidbit that, like, I know about, Gabby knows about, you might or may not.
Yeah, this one's going to be interesting.
If you don't know about it, it's like...
You should.
And
it's we're going to tell
like
you.
Knowing, you know, you're where one a woman's body, you know? Yeah. If you don't know the Circle of Firths, you're fucked. Yeah. Circle of Firths, imagine a circle.
Oh.
Can you see it?
Groundbreaking. Groundbreaking.
Imagine a circle. Are you there? You're seeing the
hold
circle.
Hold on. No, give me a minute.
Draw it. In fact, get a paper. Stop okay. what you're doing right now. Okay. Yep. If you're listening to this at work, stop working. Okay. You're not getting paid enough.
We're not getting paid enough for you to be working
exactly.
while you listen.
Exactly. If you're in the middle of making love, stop. Okay. Stop. Get a piece of paper.
This is more important.
Get a piece of paper and draw a circle.
Okay. I've done that.
Not a perfectly round circle, more of like an overly circle. That's how I like to draw my circle of fifths.
Anyway.
So it's sort of like an overly circle. No, we'll get to that. Okay. Still drawing the circle. Some of it will be wobbly because it's hard to draw a circle.
Okay. Let it be known that both Floyd and I are sleep deprived.
Because I'm like, I only know so much about the Circle of Firths, so I've got to pad this
but
out.
But you're forgetting the fact that I also know about the Circle
okay,
of Firths.
Okay, well, feel
don't
free to
worry
chime
so
in.
Much.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the top of the circle, right, write a C. C, A, B, C.
Should
for
we,
cat.
Should we explain
what it
why?
Is? You explain what it is.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, you explain why.
Okay, well... Okay, this might be a bit hard because depending on the level of theory that the listener has, basically there's lots of ways you can categorize music, but there are two ways to structure it. There's timing and the key.
So, and we're focused on the key here.
And so there are, can you list how many? This feels like a Dora the Explorer episode.
Isn't there, well, 12?
12 keys.
Yeah.
But they also, some of them share different names because a sharp and a flat.
Can be the same thing.
Can be
thing.
The same, no.
Now that is very, I love that. That's so meta, yeah. You know?
Fuck off. That's meta.
Wait, so like, because hold on, a C, wait.
C's fine.
C sharp.
Yep, is
can
also.
Can also be a D flat.
Yes.
Does everyone get that? Like on a piano. The black key.
I love podcasts. So, okay, yeah.
The anyway, keys can be the same. They would sound the same, but they can be called two different things. A flat is like, is the... And then the sharp is like, anyway, it could be the same.
Well, they are the same note.
So bad.
Well, okay, put it this
my
way.
My explanation of this is so bad.
Though, you're almost there. We're both tired. We can do this. Okay. So every step of a scale.
Yeah.
And if you were to do a chromatic scale,
mm-hmm.
is all the notes. So like imagine you're on a piano, you found the note C, which looks like an L shape next to the two black notes.
Perfect.
Which everyone can do.
Everyone can visualize.
If you were to play every single note between that C and the next C.
Yeah. C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C.
You're hitting every single semitone on a keyboard.
So that would be C, C sharp, D, slash, that could also be D flat.
D sharp slash E flat, E, F,
is
controversial.
Is this poetry that we're writing?
Yep.
Yeah.
F controversial, sharp slash G flat.
Yeah.
G sharp slash A flat.
Can't wait for the Daily Mail to publish this.
Controversial.
Is the circle of fifths a circle or a list?
Yeah, well, Amy B.
Abby Chatfield isn't sure.
Oh, Abby, chime in, babes.
Abby, chime in.
But yeah. Abby's learning guitar.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh, she is. I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Proud. So she'll need to know the circle.
She might jump on.
So back to the circle, though, because I feel like we're confusing people.
And so all of those notes also have a key associated with them. And in those keys, there's something called a key signature, which tells you if you were to play in the key of, like, we've talked about this before, major and minor. If you were to play in the key of C major, you have to know what notes to hit.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just play C major and then hit a black note.
No.
Doesn't make sense.
No.
Because of this thing. So the circle of fifths. So you start with C, Floyd.
Yes. Now, this is how I do it. I always go just, so we're at the clock.
Yeah.
Right? Top of the clock, where the 12 would be is C.
Yes.
And then where one it would be is the first, like, key from C that you would switch from. So you count five, C, D, E, F, G. G major is the next one.
And it has one sharp
in it,
which is F sharp.
In the next major one, we're going to two on the clock.
Yep.
And we're counting five from G, G, A, B, C,
D.
Which has two sharps.
Which is F sharp and C sharp. Now, you want to know another fun fact?
I feel like this is going to confuse.
Oh, they've already been lost. They like, do not know what we're talking about.
What the hell are they talking about?
But I figure in for a penny, in for a fucking pound, right? So not only do the keys on the key clock work in fifths, but the sharps associated with them also work in fifths.
Ooh.
So the first sharp is F sharp with G major, right?
Yes.
The next one has an F sharp and a C sharp. How far apart are F and C? A fucking fifth.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And then I know to get the minor for each major key. So we've gone from C to G major.
Yep,
that's G. One on the clock. We've gone from
D.
12 to 1, C to G.
Yeah.
The minor for that is three down.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That's how I do it too.
Here we go.
So C backwards would be B. A, and you end up with A minor.
So
A minor and C major have the same key signature.
But apparently Pythagoras invented the circle of fifths.
Checks out.
That is Goss. It's not proven Goss, but sort of interesting.
Much
that
like all
overlapping
of our Goss.
Between because that was like maths and music overlapping.
Well, there's a long correlation between music and maths helping each other out, and that's why they encourage a lot of particularly primary school age kids, and often high school age kids too, to continue with an instrument. Even if the parent... Like, this is the problem I have. As a music teacher, I had this problem so much where parents would ask me, you know, like, how do they get good?
Yeah.
And half the time, the battle is not actually being good at your instrument. The battle is keeping up the practice of keeping music in your life.
Yes.
Because music for me helped me at school so much.
With, like, maths and so.
Maths,
it helped me with focusing, I reckon.
Focus, yep.
Memory.
Yep, memory. It literally, it's
getting
proven.
Laid.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
definitely
yeah.
did not. Violin, famously.
Yeah.
Did not help me. Get
yeah,
laid.
Famously, the Amy B classical method of piano just got me so many bitches.
The point is to keep going. You know, Pitbull started in the 90s.
Yeah. And look at him
and
now.
Look at him now.
The COVID denier.
We're dissecting his music on a podcast.
I mean, we are giving him clout for no reason.
Yeah.
You ever think that sometimes the ethical problems we present in this podcast outweigh how funny the songs might be? No, that's a question.
Let's skim over that.
Anyway, sorry.
I've got a couple for you.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, this is sort of hot goss. So obviously, you know, J-Lo, Ben Affleck, they got married.
Yes.
Are you happy? Sad for them?
Oh, I'm indifferent.
Indifferent.
Well, I'm a child of divorce. Marriage doesn't do anything for me.
No, I totally. And it's also her fifth fourth or first marriage.
Oh, good for her.
They were engaged like 20 years ago and now getting married.
I did know that part of the story. Yes. Go on.
Anyway, so they've had their wedding. Mm-hmm. They made everyone, all the guests, sign NDAs, which I think is crazy.
I don't. They're celebrities.
Okay.
And all think right. about how drunk you've been at a wedding.
I guess so.
I've said some batshit things at weddings.
That's true. Maybe you wouldn't want the speeches and stuff.
And if
published.
Your wedding is all famous people, I think they would feel just as comforted.
But it was a huge wedding. Mm. And she performed a song to Ben Affleck with a full dancers.
I mean, that gives me the ick a bit.
Really? Oh, yeah. I mean, me too. It's well, like, imagine if I did a wedding. Stand-up set, like,
your wedding's coming up. You could.
True.
I beg you. Dancers. Oh, my God. Do a tight five at your wedding.
Do a tight. No, I'll just test some new material, you know.
During the vows?
Be testing.
Yeah. Great time.
Cool.
No,
that joke didn't
that
work.
All.
I'll cut that.
that joke didn't work, but I guess our marriage will.
Just doing a bit of crowd work during my vows.
Please. If you don't, I'm leaving.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay,
cool.
Great.
Well,
awesome.
Stay tuned for that.
We sorted that one out.
Anyway, so she performed a song. Yep. I think she sang, I don't know if it was her own song or an actual song, but she was I've seen the clip. It's her being like, I can't get enough of you, I can see it in your eyes. But she sang that. She had like a whole team of backup dancers. It was this full scale performance. Ben Affleck is sitting on a chair, which does just make me feel a bit, ugh, I don't know, I don't like it. Anyway, obviously a guest filmed a tiny bit and released it to TMZ, got paid a huge amount of money.
Holy shit.
Now, yes, that's annoying, sure. But like, but you're also your J-Lo, like,
yeah.
And you performed a song with backup dancers. This might be controversial, but I'm like, you were, I don't know, of course that was going to get released.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, if you wanted to do a serenade just to Ben, like maybe have a smaller wedding or just serenade Ben like later.
Yeah.
I guess. Or in the ceremony, not like at the reception where everyone's drunk and like there's
filming.
This huge bet. Yeah, and filming. Anyway, she did this post.
Oh my God. So, what? She made a statement.
Yeah,
she
made a statement. So, yeah, sorry. I can understand why they're annoyed, but to do a public statement's pretty full on. So, she wrote, this was taken without permission, period. And whoever did it took advantage of our private moment. I don't know where you were all getting it from because we had NDAs and asked everyone to not share anything from our wedding. This is our choice to share. What's your opinion? I think it's crazy, but period. I think it's crazy, period.
I just think.
Do you have sympathy?
Here's the thing.
You're indifferent.
This is going to be controversial to you because you're literally getting married.
Yeah.
Right? But weddings.
You don't care.
Weddings are not that big a deal.
I sort of agree in terms of like, if someone gets a picture of you, it's like, oh my God, get over
it. It's a glorified, very expensive party.
Yes, yeah, very expensive.
Very expensive party in the eyes of the law. It's the law telling you, hey, have a piss up on us.
I mean, I'd be annoyed if someone released your like sex tape, sure. But like release your serenade from your wedding, it's like, oh my God.
Well, of course they would.
Your J-Lo, of course they're that interested in it.
I just kind of think it's not that serious because it's a wedding, not a concert.
Oh, you think it's worse if like a song she hadn't released yet had been leaked?
If she didn't want that released, don't do it at your wedding. Do it at your show.
Yeah. We need to get to the bottom of whether it was her song or not. And I also, don't think it was.
And also, part of me, and this is just the cynical part of me.
Yeah.
If you're a musician, you're singing at your own wedding.
Yeah, sorry. That's crazy.
Hire a musician. Get drunk yourself.
Totally. Enjoy being with your partner.
Yeah, and get a shitty cover band to sing your own songs. Now, that's what I'd do if I was a famous singer at my wedding.
Get
the way.
Get a J-Lo impersonator. That's such a good idea.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's what they should have done.
They absolutely should have done
closed,
that.
Case closed, period. This is not a batshit crazy musician. It's batshit crazy news.
Love it.
Around a musician.
Got it.
So I'm not blaming the musician, just going to say that up top, but it is pretty crazy. Have you seen all this like resurfacing of that Twitter theory that Lea Michele is illiterate?
Floyd. Have I seen this?
Oh my God.
I am so deep in this
theory. You're deep into some of the content.
This conspiracy theory is in my show.
Oh.
I say in a song, I love the conspiracy theory that Lea Michele can't
read.
Oh
my God,
read.
You did too. Maybe that's why I'm suddenly thinking about it. I was like, where did I even think of it? Anyway, it's trending again on Twitter.
Well, we don't know if it's trending at the time this episode comes out, but it was. At one point, listener, it was trending.
I mean, and she's called it sexist, like that a man wouldn't be called that. And like, if it was anyone else, I'd be like, sure. But she's so annoying.
Here is the thing. No, because here is my justification, right? Okay.
I am for why we can shit on Lea Michele.
I'm the first person to not get actively on a bandwagon most of the time.
Okay, I can't relate.
But in 2020, the BLM movement made waves, right?
Yes,
And everybody, and honestly, we still should probably be talking about it, but everybody was talking about it because of obviously the, at the time, recent horrific murder of George Floyd. And like all these celebrities decided that it was their fucking time. That time.
To have an opinion.
To have an opinion and get on their soapbox and talk about it, which, whatever. I guess it gets traction, whatever. So Lea Michele posts to Twitter and she's like, she writes this very, you know, average quote being like, we need to stand together. Black Lives Matter.
Mm.
Like every celebrity was doing. Problem is, that was the moment her ex-castmates and crew decided to go, that's suspicious.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird.
That's right, I remember this. And
because
they called out her behavior.
Microaggressed people of color on the set of Glee constantly.
Yeah, she's definitely, I don't know.
A problematic queen. She has like tanned to the point of like a different skin tone, which is you.
Yeah.
She has said things to castmates, things like, I'll shit in your wig, and like threatened horrific things, treated them like shit. Multiple people, including cast and crew of Glee and other shows she's worked on, have come out and been like, yeah, you treated us like shit. Whether
so
you could flat out,
that,
you know, whether you could flat out call it racist or not, I would.
Mm.
But that's why.
Certainly there's enough problematic stuff around her to be like,
and that's
we
why
don't have sympathy for this.
Under the case of literally any other celebrity, being called illiterate is not a joke, right? Yeah. Illiteracy as a concept, not a joke.
Correct.
However, the one exception, this fun little harmless Lea Michele can't read, about her, I'm fine with it. I'll forgive my feminism for literally like the 20 minutes that I'm reading that thread.
In response to it, she posted a tweet going, loved reading, in all capitals, this tweet and wanted to write you back, literally laughing out loud at all of this. Love you.
But here's the thing. She's not laughing out loud at all of this.
No.
No, because I've got fucking receipts on this shit.
You've got receipts?
Yes. So.
Well, you know that people believe that someone else controls her Twitter.
100%.
And that it's her. It is a wild conspiracy that she, that when she posts like just emojis that it's her, but when she's using words, it's an assistant.
This conspiracy theory runs so deep, I could recite it in my sleep. So there's another video of her presenting an award, I think at like either the VMAs or like, I think it was the VMAs.
Yeah.
And she literally waits for her co-host to read the name. She opens the card and she's like, and the winner is... Like, it's a laughable amount of stretching evidence
that
for me.
That is funny.
Here's the other thing.
I love how much you know about this when I didn't tell you I was going to bring this up.
Here's the thing. If I were her PR, right, and this fun little, oh my God, Lea Michele can't read joke, which is clearly a meme, has been for years, went around and I had just gone through the worst PR disaster of my life where all my cast and crew were coming out of the woodwork being like,
I mean,
she treated me like
bad,
shit.
Is it?
The way that I would turn that into a redemption arc in two steps. Step one, all of her bios would start saying, my assistant had to type this.
Yeah, exactly. Just
step
jump
two,
onto the
jump
comedy
onto
of it.
It.
Yeah.
Make a video of you reading a newspaper upside down going, oh my God, loved reading the news
so
today.
So true.
Or like do
this
a book.
Great advice.
A book club list being like,
Lea
I spy,
PR.
Where's Wally? Kim Kardashian's selfies book, right?
Like, so agree.
I would lean into that joke so hard because honestly, not that I want this for her. Everybody would start going, oh my God, at least she cops it on the chin and she's just laughing at the whole thing. I would lean into it.
Anyway, well, that's a good spot to finish. That's like we've really gone ham on Lea Michele.
I probably went way too hard. No, because you know what's going to happen? Okay, once again, I'll top and tail this with the same fact. We've pre-recorded this.
Yep.
Weeks in it. And I'm not even talking days, guys.
Weeks.
The amount of episodes you're yet to hear that are just living on my laptop. I just know that by the time this episode comes out, something actually genuinely awful might come out about this.
Yeah, true.
Like she might actually come out and be like, I actually am illiterate and I will feel like a horrible person. But that's why I'm stressing now. It's September.
Yeah.
Early September at the time of recording.
Yeah. Will we be cancelled?
And I'm on the train.
We don't know.
We can't be cancelled if you admit that it's back in time.
You can't. Well,
by the time
they are
hearing
cancelling
this one,
people in retrospect now, aren't they?
We got time. I'll rectify it.
Yep.
In the show notes.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.